Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Adrian Ott back on the show. Adrian is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. You know, when I talk about our smart Brain Trust members, you know what? Adrian is one of those people. She is she's an award-winning consultant, the author of the Exponential Influence, Designing Digital Habits, and also The 24-Hour Customer is another book. And she combines data and behavior and performance together to help her customers, and that's what she's going to do for us today. Adrian Ott, welcome back to the show.
Great. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Great. It's good to have you back, as always. So let's talk to us about what your concept of being agile, and because this is a little bit of a different nomenclature that we haven't really talked about before.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. You know, it's interesting how marketing and business planning has really begun to change, and we're seeing a trend here in the Silicon Valley, and this is what I wanted to share with you and your audience about, is that this concept of applying agile or scrum methodologies to your marketing and business planning processes for your company is
okay,
really...
tell us what those two... Tell us what agile and scrum are and why we should care.
Yeah, these are a core of set of processes. You can think of them as being akin to like lean or black belt
mm-hmm.
methodology.
Right.
You know, there are certain certifications and definitions associated with them, but what
not unlike ISO.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's similar
the
to
quality,
some of these.
The quality process.
Yes, yes, but the thing is, what I'm finding that a lot of these firms are doing is what a lot of people are calling Scrum Accept or Scrum But. In other words, they're taking the best and getting rid of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really like about this, is they're applying it where it makes sense for their business, particularly for small businesses who can't.
Well, see, this is what I did back in the 90s when I had my consulting, 80s and 90s, I had my consulting company when ISO and all that was, the quality process was really becoming a big deal in America. Major corporations were wanting, they were all looking for the ISO handshake, right? Well, mm-hmm. they were looking downstream to their small companies who couldn't afford, their small vendors who couldn't afford a $100,000 certification. And so what I did was I showed them how to make the handshake without having to get certified. And that's what you were just, that sounds like what you were just talking about.
Right. So you took the best and got rid of the rest.
That's basically it, yeah.
And I think that's what's really nice about these processes, that particularly when you're going outside of software development. These processes were really designed and came out of software development organizations here in the Silicon Valley or in other software organizations. So that's where the core of it is. But what we're starting to see as a trend is that companies are starting to adapt it to these other processes in the
mm-hmm.
organization.
So Agile and Scrum, what are the differences?
Well, they're kind of interchangeable. Scrum is actually a specific kind of methodology, but Agile is kind of a bigger umbrella that kind of talks
mm-hmm.
about how you're working to be Agile, but a lot of people use them interchangeably.
Mm-hmm. So what would you think if we were going to help our audience as we try to help them to get their hands around this, what terminology would you recommend that they use?
I think being agile or applying Scrum methodologies to their organization. I mean, there's a whole bunch of terms like stand-ups, Scrum Master, sprints, backlogs, burndowns.
Right.
You know, there's a whole new set of terminology. So I think as we move forward in the growth of this trend, you're going to start to hear these buzzwords a lot more.
What is the prime objective of Agile?
prime objective is to really help focus work. What a lot of the companies that are adopting it are, that we've seen, are doing is that right now there's so much change and so much data and so much going on. And I mean, especially in the marketing and business planning areas, mm-hmm. it's really hard to keep up with, you know, the explosion of data, for example, mm-hmm. and all these new channels.
You can imagine how small business owners feel about in all this.
Yes, yes. So this is kind of a way that they've done studies on applying these methodologies, and what they're finding is it really can help a team focus more on outcomes and meeting objectives, mm-hmm. as well as really cope with all the chaos that's mm-hmm. happening out there.
All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to bore down into this more, ladies and gentlemen, on the concept of being agile with our good friend Adrian Ott after these messages. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.